Hello and welcome to another episode of LA Confidential. My name is Chauncey Talese. I am the Los Angeles editor for Sports Al Dente. It's a great website. You should subscribe. Today I brought back Wes Campbell because we're going to be talking about the Dallas Cowboys Rams game. And then we're going to be previewing the rest of the matchups and we'll go over the coaching hires that busted out this week. But we will start with Saturday night's marquee matchup. Wes, how are you doing?
Doing good. About yourself?
I mean, not as good as you because you have to get tickets to the game, so must be nice.
I got a shout out to my wife who surprised me with tickets on Monday for that.
I know, I was so angry. Another night of her fantasy banquet. But whatever, I'm not bitter.
It's all right, priorities.
It's gonna rain, so enjoy. There's no roof.
We're preparing for a very cold and wet game. But I think it's gonna be one of those good classic football matchups where you got two good defenses, two really stud running backs, and it's gonna be a muddy.
I think it's going to be an ugly, one of those ugly games. Like, we're going to think, I'm just picturing the internet right now. Like, when, like, it's, I don't know, be like 14-10 or something at halftime, like, either way. And then, like, people are dunking on all the Sean McVay, like, wannabe hires. Like, oh, this is the guy all the leagues wanted. Yeah. Like, oh, you can't score 14 points on Jason Garrett. It's like, fuck you guys. Like, what? Like, I already see it. Like, if they don't win by, like, 50 points, that's what it's going to be. Like, oh, well, if Sean McVay can only beat the Cowboys by, like, I don't know, 10 or something.
That's if they beat the Cowboys.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, if that's what it was. Or if, like, they lose, like, well, 0-2 in the playoffs. Like, oh, okay, guys. Like, this is what you wanted, NFL teams? Like, I can already see it through the lens of, like, football Twitter. And football Twitter is a horrible, nasty place, like the rest of Twitter.
I would say Twitter in general is just a nasty, trollish place.
I know, but I'm like, I'm already waiting for all the memes. Like, of the face he made during the Eagles game when, what's-his-face dropped the up that punt. Like, that's going to be the meme if things go badly.
Yeah, but at least your coach won't be, if something goes bad, not going to be sitting there clapping the entire time.
Oh, well, it might be too wet. He doesn't want to
hurt his hand.
No, he'd rather do it when he's indoors. No, but I will say, like, I was really impressed with, like, how they were able to come back and against Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, this has definitely been a different Cowboys team than, obviously, the start of the year and
right.
Since that Amari Cooper trade. But I think it was different in a different matter of speaking, just because they showed that they can sit there and finish strong, which is something that they haven't been consistent on.
No,
so
I mean, I was a little worried. I'm like, oh, really? Seattle's gonna come back? But then I'm like,
well, especially with it was what less than 2 minutes, and they get that touchdown and all that. I mean, granted. You know, their Janikowski got injured, so they couldn't perform the correct onside kick. But you know, that's still. Like,
well, they had that dude warming up on kick for field goals. They never let him kick a field goal, which was weird.
Yeah, but shoot, it worked out for them. They got that 2-point conversion.
No, which, I know.
Dang it! But
I know. Well, I am really surprised by how badly Seattle offense was. Like, I mean, I'm not that surprised because, like, my team had Brian Schottenheimer for a while, so I get it. but
I'm just surprised that they stuck to the run when they knew that Lockett was torching us.
I know.
And Lockett and, God, who was their tight end?
I forget. I had him for, like, a minute in fantasy. Barrett?
No, not Barrett.
Bennett?
No, it was someone else. Whatever. But those two guys, that we were just giving them way too much space to run around. And
which, you know, if Marinelli and soon-to-be Dolphins head coach Chris Richard get hired, don't learn that lesson. I mean, Woods or Cooks and Gerald Everett and Higby can do the same thing.
Yeah, and I think that's what I've liked about the whole Chris Richards.
I heard his name was Chris Richard. I'm like, oh shit, I've been pronouncing it right now. But yeah. I feel like Homer when it's like, her name's Krabappel. I've been calling her Crandall. I just think I'm an idiot.
Yeah. But that's what I liked about that hire because, you know, he's definitely changed the mentality for the defensive backs, which has been our weak point for years.
Well, look where he came from.
I know. And, you know, he's elevated Byron Jones's game, mm-hmm. who was already a,
yeah.
you know, a great player. And, you know, they improved everyone else. Like, Jeff Heath is actually, like, a good, viable safety now.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a special teams player.
I heard he's also calling the defensive plays, which makes you wonder, like, yeah. what the fuck's Marinelli doing there then? Like, I...
Marinelli is working with the front, with the defensive line and everything.
Uh-huh.
And Richard is working with the back seven.
That's so weird, though. Like, because they're like, oh, well, Jerry's going to, like, pull up the checkbook and make him stay. I'm like, well, if he's going to be offered a head coaching job, why the fuck would he just, why would he be like, oh, I'll just call the passing defense plays?
Yeah, I mean, well, he was calling the, he's technically, like, filling the role of the defensive coordinator.
That's so weird.
But not getting paid for it, so.
But still, like,
but hey, you know, Jerry has a chance spent, to like, 200 mil on a 120-yard watt or what, yacht, whatever. He just bought a new boat.
Still, like,
so
I don't know.
He has money to spend.
I know he does, but it's like, well, if you're Chris Richard, like, why?
Well, you could say the same thing like what happened with Sean Payton.
That's different.
Well, he stuck around for one more year, and Jerry paid him a little bit more, and then he left to go.
But he knew he was going to be head coach. It wasn't like, oh, well, we can just lock down Chris Richard. Like, even when they're paying Garrett, it's like, well, we know you're going to be the fucking head coach when, like, Wade doesn't deliver, and sure enough.
Yeah.
So, like, it's because you know you're going to be head coach. If you're Chris Richard, it's not like, you know the Clapper's probably not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, why? He's a peacock. He wants to fly.
Great movie reference.
Thank you.
But yeah, I did not know this stat, but I guess Jason Garrett is the fourth. I think he's the fourth coach in Cowboys history in terms of playoff wins at two.
Oh,
so obviously you got Tom Landry at one, then Jimmy Johnson,
oh.
and then Barry Switzer, and then it goes Jason
Barry Garrett. Almost doesn't count.
Like,
I honestly feel like a cardboard cutout of Jerry Jones could have coached that team to that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't think Barry Switzer ever coached again, did he? Like, after the Cowboys gig, I don't remember him getting, like, another college gig or something.
I want to say I think he went back to college for a little while, but... Yeah,
that's weird. Because, like, even Jimmy had that, like, disastrous stint in Miami, at least. But I think Barry's like, I got my Super Bowl ring, I'm good. Like, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, why go back to college? I was already a hero in Oklahoma. There's nothing, almost nothing better than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Was it Oklahoma? Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, in the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, just, sorry. I got sick on vacation yesterday, so I'm a little loopy.
All them prescription drugs.
Well, Jim Irsay and I party. So, today, though, I did write about the one guy on the Rams I think could be the ultimate difference maker, and you're going to laugh at me. It's going to sound stupid, but hear me out.
All right.
C.J. Anderson.
God, that fat lardo, yeah.
Yeah,
I totally foresee that, though.
Here's why. Because in the Eagles game, what murdered them, besides Gurley being hurt, was like when they put in John Kelly, they couldn't really move the ball with him, and also he couldn't pass block. So Jared Goff is 28th in the league when under pressure.
Yeah.
Not great. And it made it worse. And then you bring in C.J. Anderson, and he played really well. I know, granted, against garbage teams, but still, like you shouldn't be that great against garbage teams when you've been on a couch for most of the year. And he can pass block enough, and all he needs to do is just move. Like, because Malcolm Brown averaged, I think, 4.8 yards a carry before he went down, which makes life easy for Gurley, because then they go, oh, shit, we have to worry about Malcolm Brown, and then you can do your play action or all your other jet sweeps and stuff.
Yeah.
C.J. Anderson can serve the same function, at least.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need to, like, you know, get 132 yards in the game, but at least, like, kill some clock and, like, Gurley get some air.
Yeah, I mean... Like I said, everyone that I've talked to about my work,
mm-hmm.
and sure. my customers and everything, they're sitting there telling me the same thing, like, oh, well, Cowboys are going to get killed, and
they're high.
Yeah, I don't...
I'm not there yet. No.
I think they're doing it just to talk smack to me. because I am going to the game.
Sure.
But, no, I think it's going to be a good... I think that's going to probably be the better matchup, like, all...
Well, they complement each other really well. The Rams' run defense sucks. Zeke's a good back.
Yeah.
The Rams have a good pass rush. The Cowboys, like, while their line is good, they have, like, one weak point. So, one of, I assume, Donald or Brockers can exploit that.
Yeah. And especially with... how our left guard spot isn't really
That's where I'm solidified. Going. Yeah, they put if Donald can beat that guy like two or three times, that could be the difference.
Yeah.
Like, I know if it's going to be rainy, I know it'll be sloppy. And, you know, whoever, like, if the Rams, like, let's say they win by, like, three, and it's, like, an ugly-ass game. Like, well, we're going to get smoked by New Orleans if that comes to pass, or which we'll get to.
I hope that comes to pass. But, yeah, I mean... everything I've seen so far in terms of, like, all football, like, the last couple weeks and everything, you know, the Rams' offense hasn't been the same with Gurley being injured.
And not having that two back, because they lost Malcolm Brown for the year. I think they lost him in the Detroit game, and that's where it really started to go downhill.
Yeah, they haven't been the same since then. And then, like you just said, you know, the defense is susceptible to the run, so I think the key for... Cowboys to get off to a good start is to get Zeke going. That way they can control the clock and get some points early.
I do think having that bye week helped, because, like, now their line probably got to rest, because they were kind of wearing down as the year went on. Like, Andrew Whitworth, like, went out in week 17. Luckily, Joe Notenboom came in and did pretty well. Yeah. So he's going to be the successor once Whitworth retires, probably at the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Like, it's going to be close. I don't think either way it won't be. Like, I'm in my head, I'm playing out the disaster scenario where it's like Zeke gets, like, averages, like, 13 yards a carry. You know?
That'd be crazy.
They can run the play action. They just torched Peters and Tlaib. I can see that happening. I'm playing that in my head. I'm like, oh, fuck.
You're playing devil's advocate type of thing.
No, not even devil's advocate. It's just my anxiety coming back. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, it's weird. Like, it's weird to feel that way about a 13-3 team, but, like, I'm not used to them being good. So I'm like, all right, well, fuck. When's this gonna collapse?
Shoot, I'm not used to them still making the turnaround that they did this year.
I know. Well, even last year. Like, last year, I'm like, whatever, it's fucking gravy. If they beat Atlanta, yay. But if not, whatever. Like, we can build on this. Now it's like, well, there's real expectations now. Like, the last time I felt that way was when they lost the Panthers in double OT with Mark Bulger. Like, that game really hurt my feelings. Like, I remember that, like, I was like, really irritable and mad because I thought, oh, the Rams are going to lose, and they come back and it's force overtime, and then double overtime, Bulger throws a pick six, and I'm in a home goods with my parents, like, an hour later, just, like, crying. I was like, I can't do this. Like, and then I got thrown out of Brian's house the year after when they lost it. We got smoked by Atlanta. Yeah, those are the DVD Falcons, the Duckett, Vic, and Dunn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember, they had beaten Seattle in that weird game where they didn't throw to Jerry Rice for some reason.
Yeah.
And then they go to Atlanta and just get run over. And I remember, like, I don't know, I should have seen it. Like, in hindsight, I'm like, no shit, that was going to happen. Like, this is an 8-8 team that won a playoff game. Like, they're not good. But then, you know, the Falcons just murdered them. Like, I got thrown out of our friend Brian's house.
I didn't know that story. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, my dad's like, you can't watch football anymore. That's how you're going to act. Yeah. Luckily, I got to be numb for, like, the next 15 years. Because they were just so bad. But, yeah. Like, I'm angry you're going to the game. But I know. I don't want this game to tear us apart. And if the Cowboys do end up winning, you'll have my vote for the rest of the way, I promise.
Good. Yeah. Likewise. Same here. Because... Yeah, I mean,
well, look, this weekend,
as long as Philly doesn't win it again, I'd be happy with that.
No, well, I'm getting there. Well, earlier in the day, we'll go to the Sunday games, because I have a lot of personal stuff at stake with that one. Like, my birthday could theoretically be saved if, like, two of those teams lose on Sunday, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, the first game of the day is Colts at Chiefs, which, regardless of who wins, would probably be fucking fun.
That's going to be a fun game to watch.
I know.
Two explosive offenses.
Andy Reid in the playoffs. Excuse me. a Chiefs defense that was almost historically bad, but they pulled themselves to just being the 32nd worst defense in the league this year. Run defense, not total defense, but still.
I know, it's just crazy that they won as many games as they did with that defense.
I know. Well, it helps them to get to play the Raiders twice. And
it also helps when your quarterback throws
50. He got to 50. 50 and 5,000. Only the second person to do that besides 2013 Peyton Manning. I know. I could also see the Colts winning, though.
Oh, I think the Colts, if I'm going to choose between those two teams, I'm going to choose the Colts.
I know, there's just so much. They're
more of a complete team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that the Chiefs aren't, but the Colts have a good defense.
I know.
In my opinion, they play quicker.
I know, it's just so weird. And like, the Chiefs pass rush will be kind of neutralized by that really good Colts line.
Yeah.
You know, Arrowhead's a bitch to play in, but like, man, it just.
But once things start turning south, they stay quiet.
That's true.
So
and like, you just know Reed's gonna have a. There's gonna be a moment.
There's gonna be at least one meltdown.
We're like, oh shit, Andy! Like,
It's probably gonna be clock management because he's never.
No, it's
he's never learned how to manage mm-hmm. clock.
I mean, it'll be like I think it'll be a shootout, but like it. This sounds stupid and like total talking head, but like it really will come down to who has the ball last.
Yeah.
I mean, then again, we could be wrong and the Chiefs just come out like gangbusters because Andy Reid's also really good after a bye week, so I don't know. Like, I want to believe in Andy, and I want to believe in my adopted son, Patrick Mahomes, but I don't know. Like, it's not him. It's just there's just so much baggage, and like the Chiefs are 0-4 against the Colts in this century.
Yep.
In the playoffs. I mean, I know that has nothing to do with Mahomes, but like at least one of those was on Reed.
Yeah. And you know, even going back to Reed in Philly, it's just
I know.
He for as long as he's been a coach, that has been his Achilles heel is clock management.
I know, and I just and
it always baffles me cuz mm-hmm. you know, after the first time losing because of poor clock management, you would think, oh, hey, like,
you'd think you'd have, like, a buddy, like, an assistant, just, like, one assistant that you'd hire, like, exactly. Or just some 13-year-old kid that plays Madden or something, like, hey, Andy, like,
yeah,
like, hire your nephew. You might
want to take a time out here.
Well, but, like, the Chargers game was, like, that's what it could look like.
Yeah, I mean.
That's, or even the Seattle game.
Yeah, it's, I think that's what it's going to come down to, is who's going to have the ball last, and if Andy Reid's going to be classic Andy Reid.
I know.
Or if this is the year he finally learns from his mistakes.
Or at least just wins this one game. Because the Colts, like, as good as they are, they're still kind of rebuilding, so I don't know if they're there yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, they looked really good against Houston. And I thought Houston, at certain times this year, I'm like, oh, shit, they could actually, like, win the AFC.
Oh, I figured that game was going to be a lot closer than it was. But
I know. Houston so did I. I'm like, Houston, I thought it, yeah.
They could never answer back.
I know, just so, well, I mean, Houston's line being so shitty, he finally, like, reared its ugly head. Yeah. Well, not finally, because, like, Watson has sacked, like, 68 times this year?
Yeah, I think, I know he was, like, the leader in sacks this year.
Mm-hmm. So, like, it was so bad they were calling him David Carr.
Oof.
I mean,
I didn't see that part, but ooh.
No, I'm kidding. Although I think that stat was lurking there. Like, this is, like, the most a Texans quarterback has been sacked since David Carr, which, that's dark.
Yeah.
Well, it's not his fault. Like, it's sort of the cost they paid when they traded up to draft him.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the Colts will we're going to look stupid when it's, like, 31-10, because, like, the Colts offense just can't get it going. But I don't think it'll be. I think that the Colts win this game. I do. I'm picking the upset.
See, I don't even think they're the upset, though.
Well, they are, because they're not. They're under. They're. I think the line is Chiefs by, I think it's 7.
See, I always favored the Colts going into that game.
No.
Because, like I said, they're more of a complete team, but.
Hold on, let me find the line on this. Like, I know the Chiefs are obviously favored, because, you know, they're the one seed, but.
Yeah. But, yeah, I still think the Colts are going to come out and win that game.
I think so, too. Like, it just seems like a classic Andy Reid, mm-hmm. Andy Reid debacle. Like, Mahomes will look really good, but the Colts will get, like, that one stop that they need. Or is it like, it'll be like the Seattle game, really. Like the Chiefs can't get that one drive that they need, or the defense can't get that one stop.
Yeah.
Let's see. It looks like, oh, okay. It's somewhere between 4.5 and 6 points, depending on which casino you're betting with. Hmm. That's about right.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, I'm picking the Rams. He's picking the Cowboys. Duh. So yeah. Let's move on to Sunday. Chargers-Patriots, a game that I have a lot of personal stake in because I hate the Patriots. I've made it well documented. I mean, I think America hates the Patriots, but... Like, I really don't want them to fucking win. Because, like, especially the Colts win, because, like, fuck, Andrew Luck's gonna go to Foxborough. We know how this is gonna go. Like, Belichick will solve everything, and it'll be, like, 20-3. And my birthday's ruined by another fucking Patriots Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, I mean... Yes, this is the year that, you know, Tom Brady hasn't looked like Tom Brady in years past.
And they have no weapons. Because Gronk's washed. They don't have a receiver.
Yeah, I mean, you have... When Edelman's your number one...
That's not good.
Yeah.
Hogan, but, I don't know what's going on there.
Hogan didn't really have, like, a big game this year, did he?
Not really.
So, I mean... And I would hope... Because if I'm going to choose between that matchup, like... Yes, it would be nice for Philip Rivers to, you know, at least advance to the championship game, because I don't think he's been there.
Second. No, they lost the 18-1 Pats. That was who they beat in the AFC championship game. LT, it was that game where LT, got a concussion or something, and then he was on the sideline with the visor on, and then Rivers was playing on a torn ACL, and they almost won that fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, they had it, and then just, like, the Patriots were just able to just win it close.
Yeah, and I think that was the game that, like, LT, like, stormed out on the field and, like, wanted to...
Well, everyone was, like, giving him shit because he was on the sideline with his helmet on and they had the visor, so it just looked like he didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And then I think the season after that's when he went to the Jets.
Probably.
Or no, 2 years after. He hung around for one more year because 09, that was the Hard Knocks season. I just think it was when they got LT. It could be wrong.
I can't believe that was so long ago now.
I know. We're old.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that in terms of that's going to ruin the Super Bowl if the Patriots are in it again.
It's just not fun. Like,
yeah, I mean, and again, coming from a Cowboys fan that in year, like, if you're looking at the franchise's history, have been in 8 Super Bowls?
I think so.
I want to say 7 or 8 Super Bowls.
Yeah, well, the Pats broke that record, right?
Something like that, yeah.
The Cowboys appeared in... let's see, 5 of those. Hold on. See, Steelers obviously have been to 8. The Pats have been to 10. Yeah, Cowboys have been to 8.
Yeah. So, but when the Pats have been to pretty much,
but like, at least in the Cowboys, like, there was like fun. It was like fun people to watch. Like, you know, they seemed like they're having a good time there.
Yeah.
Whereas the Pats are just like, well, outside of Gronk, they're just like not fun.
Yeah.
Like, their media days always blow.
Yeah. It's.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, and just like,
it would just be nice to see someone other than the Patriots in there.
Fortunately, this Chargers team can do that. Because now I think this is the best team Philip Rivers has had. I know that sounds weird because, like, you know, they had like the 14-2 season and stuff like that. But I really think, like, top to bottom, it's like their best team.
Yeah.
Like, Melvin Gordon was really good on Sunday against the Ravens. And the Ravens' defense was amazing.
They were number one and number two in terms of points allowed.
Then you have Melvin Ingram, who's like a beast and just got to Lamar every time.
Mm-hmm. And Bosa.
Bosa. Like, Brady can't run, so if they're able to penetrate, then they can just shut him down.
Which I think they're going to.
Their secondary is pretty good. Derwin James is a monster. He's just there on every play.
Yeah.
So the Pats don't have a lot of weapons on offense.
No, I mean, other than, like you said, Gronk and
I mean, they could,
Edelman.
It'll be like, I'm sure, like, they'll try to go James White a lot.
Yeah.
And Sony. But, like, I just don't, I don't know. Like, the Chargers defense can just stop them from, like, throwing to the backs, and Brady has to rely on a receiver. I think they're done. And defensively, the pass defense is slow. Like, they have a good secondary, but their front seven's slow. And if Melvin Gordon can beat their run defense, which isn't that...
Which isn't, like, a tall
no, test. No, because if you're able to run against Baltimore, you can really run against the Pats.
Absolutely.
Like, I know the bye week thing is there, but still, like, I think the Chargers can really do some damage. I know the Pats are, like, also undefeated at Foxborough in the playoffs. And
Baltimore.
Oh, right. No. Well, sorry. Okay. They... and. But Tom Brady is, like, undefeated against Philip Rivers lifetime.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think this is... Philip's, last and best chance to really make it to the Super Bowl and everything, so...
Like, I can see... By the way, if we're right and it's Chargers-Colts in the AFC Championship, that'd be fucking weird. Because I don't think the Chargers will have hosting an AFC Championship would be amazing. Like, I don't think the league would know what to do with itself.
No, I don't think so either.
Because, I don't know, do you think it'd be, I guess, do the Colts fans travel? Like, how weird will that be if it's like, I know, because like the Chargers, that's the running joke, is it's always like a road game. But I'm like, will there be a lot of blue there? I don't know.
I would just find it funny that they're in the playoffs again, and they're in the divisional round after leaving San Diego and everything. This is their second year?
This is their second year
in LA. So, and the fact that they're going to be contending to play in the championship game, possibly the Super Bowl, it's funny to me because they're in San Diego for
and
so long.
So sad.
Yeah, and no one...
Because, like, at least the Rams has sort of a foothold here. Like,
yeah.
There's no shortage of, like, really old white guys in Rams jerseys.
Yeah.
Which, fine, I'll take who I can get, but, like, the Chargers are just no inroads. Like, there was, like, a stretch, like, when it was, like, the Gates LT years, like, you'd see a couple Charger jerseys, but, like, not lately.
Yeah.
even though they're good, no one cares.
Yeah, I mean, that's the crazy part. Like, I would have figured that there would be a lot more, like, Charger bandwagons than there isn't.
No. Well, it's also because they play in Carson, and, like, the Rams are already here.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that'd be nuts if it's Chargers Colts in the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
And which is cool. Like, it'd be a fun game.
I think that'd be a really fun game to see.
And then moving on to our last one, Eagles at Saints. First of all, that Bears game. I don't know. It's weird. I didn't know what to do with that because, on one hand, like, I wanted Philly to lose so badly because they're just annoying. I hate their fans.
Nursery rhyme for a touchdown dance or a song.
Oh, yeah. I'm over Big Dick Nick. Like, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I didn't want to fucking play the Bears this week. No offense. I'm just like, Khalil Mack again. Do we have to do this again?
Yeah. I can't believe they changed the ruling as a first kick as a block. I mean,
I know an Eagles defense special teams guy named Hester screwed something up for the Bears. Like, that's mean.
Yeah,
like,
go figure.
That's dark. But you know, that game, the Bears should have won that game.
Yeah, I mean, you have that great defense. It's just I don't think their offense did.
No, Trubisky wasn't ready.
Yeah. And you know what? He's second year in.
I know. It's
a great learning experience for him. So
I honestly thought their D would carry him to at least that one win, and then whatever happens, happens. But fucking Eagles, like, they found a way.
Yep. Just like how they found a way into the playoffs. I don't know how they did it, but
I know. I know. Yeah. I know. But the Saints,
Saints are, I think, in the Sean Payton era, they're undefeated at home, right?
Yeah, but that being said, they've had a whole lot of playoff games at home.
Yeah, but, I mean, I obviously picking the Saints for this game.
It's me too. I think it ends, because I just don't see them going into New Orleans, like, with that crowd. And,
no.
Like, I know the Bears crowd is crazy, but Drew Brees is obviously infinitely better than Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, and you got the two-headed monster. for the Saints and Kamara and Ingram, so mm-hmm. that's going to be tough for Philly to really try and...
And the Saints can throw it to anybody, so who knows?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think Breeze made a point of that all year. It's like, I'm not going to only rely on Michael Thomas, which, as someone who's a Michael Thomas owner this year, was a little frustrating, but I think I get it now. I'm like, because it's like, oh, cool, now I can throw it to some random dude. Like, you think
off the street.
Yeah, you think we're making this guy up? No, he was on our practice squad a month ago. But now he's going to score 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. Ugh, man.
Like, it has to end sometime.
Yeah, I think this is... If the Saints go on and beat Philly, I think they're going to go on to win.
I do, too. Like,
Super Bowl. Which, good, because...
I know. I like Drew the Bruce Saints.
Drew Brees deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let him get another title and then...
Mm-hmm.
retire.
Exactly. Well, no, he's going to play next year anyway.
I know, but...
Because he wants to get the touchdown record.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, like... I mean,
he's right there anyway, so it makes sense.
Yeah, but... he's like 22 away from breaking it.
Yeah, so he can get that in 2 games.
I know, right?
Knowing Drew Brees.
Well, I think he wants to also have a cushion because Brady's, like, lurking there, too.
He just needs to retire.
He'll never retire. Like, he just doesn't, he wouldn't know, he's one of those guys, he wouldn't know what to do with himself. Like, he doesn't want to go into a booth, which, by the way, Rivers, I think, does and should. Because Rivers would be great.
Oh, he's got a great personality.
I know, he'd be fun.
Yeah.
Like,
He's got to get another job to support that NFL team, or that football team he's
raising right now. He's close. He's got enough for a baseball team.
Yeah.
And I do think the Saints win. They take care of business. It's going to be a lot closer than people think. Well, I mean, people already think it's going to be close now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be like that, was it week 2 or 3 when they played the Eagles?
No, it was like middle of the year. I think it was a little bit after.
It was
either right before or right after the Rams game.
Yeah, sorry, I got your games mixed up. But
it's okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be that whole 45-7
blowout. No, because although the Eagles do win, and it's possible, it's there.
Yeah.
There's a recipe for it.
Yeah. These guys sit there and
the only fun part if the Eagles win, the only fun part. Either way they'd either go to Dallas, which that'd be a fun NFC championship game.
Yeah.
Or they go to LA for the and LA can get their revenge game.
Yeah.
And this time they're ready for Big Dick Nick.
Which I don't know how. Again, I don't know how you wouldn't be ready for the first time around, but whatever.
You know what? I honestly, they're like, well, shit. Like,
you can't do this 2 years in a row.
I know. I'm not saying that they weren't prepared. I'm just like, they're like, oh, shit.
No, I know. It's just.
No, I know. Well, I was watching because, like, there was a couple times they should have had him sacked, and I'm like, oh, no. Because, like, Jeffrey just kept getting open. But I do think if the Eagles do win this weekend, the win step is going to get real fun.
Yeah. Because at that point, what are you going to do? You gonna keep your...
I mean, I saw...
that you traded?
I think I saw Ian Rapoport's like, oh, they'd want to just trade Foles. I'm like, oh, really? Because...
Which would just be crazy. You pretty much got a quarterback that won you, let's just hypothetically, 2 Super Bowls, and then you end up trading him.
Like, mm-hmm.
That's just...
I know. A 2-time, I know he's this decade, this century's, not Frank Tarkenton, he's Plunkett.
Yeah.
Wins 2 Super Bowls, doesn't make the Hall of Fame. Although Plunkett did it with 2 different teams, right?
I'd have to Google that.
I'm gonna Google that. I know one of them was the Raiders, I'm pretty sure. But I do think that the Saints take care of business because they're really good at home, and I'm not all that concerned about... Well, I'm concerned. Oh, it was with the Raiders. Both of them were with the Raiders. That he didn't make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, not the Hall of Fame.
83 and 88. Well, by the way, Eli will make the Hall of Fame. You know it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's top 10 in passing, I think, right? In yards.
Yeah.
So it's like, even though he's only really good for 2 of those years. But a lot of garbage yards. But we'll get there when that day comes. I'm just predicting Eli would make it. Foles won't, though. Unless they really give him credit for that one, like, season where he only had 2 picks.
Yeah.
Like that really weird Andy Reid season.
Yeah, that 27-2.
There we go.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just... God, I hope the Eagles lose.
I know. Because at least the Saints are fun. Like, there's a lot of good stories. The Eagles are just annoying. Cause,
yeah. Oh, we finally won. And
it's like, get back-to-back, bitches. Like, yeah. It's like,
congrats. It took you 60 years to win a Super Bowl. Good job.
All right. So those are our playoff predictions. Now I'm just going to quickly go over the coaching hires, because this week all the dominoes started to fall.
Yeah, which I'm actually kind of surprised that McCarthy didn't get picked up.
Well, and you know why Gase got the Jets job, right?
Peyton Manning.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He's like, no, you want to hire this guy. And then, because that's the only job McCarthy wanted. But so he's going to sit out a year. And I do think if somebody, I don't know what jobs will be open next year. But I think he'll get the interviews next year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
People will talk themselves into McCarthy, whatever. Like, just take the year off, rebuild your brand. He's still young enough to where he's not like in the Jeff Fish or Mike Shanahan group where it's like it's over.
Yeah. And you're just grumpy on the side.
He's going to be paid not to coach. That's a sweet gig. So Matt LaFleur, OC of the Titans and of the Rams, even though I don't really think he was the offensive coordinator, but good for him. he's the first of the Sean McVay wannabes that were hired. I don't know how he'll do in Green Bay. His offense didn't really light it up in Tennessee, but Mariota's made of glass, so who the hell knows?
That and Derrick Henry's just a monster.
Well, I thought that Derrick Henry would be like, they'd try to mold him into like Todd Gurley. It was like writing all last year when he was hired.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's what they're going to do. Like, they'll cool. And then that's why they got, they brought in, Deion Lewis. There we go. Like that's so they're gonna throw a lot out of the backfield, a lot of play actions. That didn't really happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's probably better than Mike McCarthy.
I thought it was funny when they, when that story broke,
mm-hmm.
that I think it was another story saying that LaFleur
mm-hmm.
called Aaron Rodgers to make like try and get that relationship going.
Sure.
So it's just,
well, you have to. That's his deals is there as long as Rodgers is. So that's the whole idea. Just get the most out of him while you can.
Yeah.
And then the next, the next big hire. Oh, Freddie Kitchens got retained by the Browns. I like that one.
Yeah, I figured that because who was it? Greg Williams, right? Their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, not anymore.
Oh yeah, I know he got released, but he served as their interim coach, right?
Yeah, but Kitchens is like the guy, like. He unlocked Baker, so
yeah,
good for him.
Mm. Yeah, I mean he's got a good young quarterback in Baker, and
he did well with them. They figure that if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vance Joseph's interviewing for the DC job, which whatever, it's not bad.
He was like, the defensive coordinator for the
Dolphins.
Oh, it was the Dolphins.
It was during that year they stuck into the playoffs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And Hart High's own Matt Moore got a concussion and shouldn't have been playing, but he was.
Yeah.
Yikes. I know. But anyway, so Vance will be back. The Broncos replaced him with Vic Fangio, which makes me happy because that Bears defense made me angry this year.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it made a lot of.
That's why they got the job.
Teams, yeah.
Although, that job kind of sucks because you just sort of know, like.
You got someone in your ear.
Yeah, a big someone.
I'm talking to you, John Elway.
I know. John Elway's going to be on you the entire time. I think he picked Fangio's staff for him, too. Like, Kubiak's son, I think, is, like, the OC, I think. I know. So if you're Fangio, like, fuck it. Just run the defense. Just focus on Chubb and Miller and whatever happens with the offense. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, just be that defensive coordinator coach.
I mean, if he's or a little
defense
bit...
defense specialty coach.
Yeah, whatever. Like, if they can get anything out of Keenum, yay, or... Because they're stuck...
I think they're going to end up drafting a quarterback this year.
I know, but it's such a bad year for that. Because like, they're not going to get Kyler.
Yeah.
That's... Allegedly the... So Cliff Kingsbury, who... I've talked with our college beat writer before about how dumb it was that he took that SC job in the first place. I'm like, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get offers from pro teams this year. I don't know why you'd take a college gig. Like, you didn't want it. You didn't want it.
Yeah.
But USC was stupid and signed him anyway. And Lynn Swan tried to block interviews, and he's like, fuck it, I'll quit then.
Why not?
I know. Anyway, he said he wants to, now that Kyler Murray is going to be in the draft, he wants to trade Rosen, which, wow.
Which, if I'm chosen Rosen, I'd be pissed. But I'm just more shocked that they're going to sit there and give up on him so quick.
Well, Cliff's got a crush on Kyler.
But even so, like, you're going to waste, well... I can't say that. Waste too high draft picks on quarterbacks because, I mean, look what the Browns did all those years. But
well, but still, like, didn't they trade up for Rosen, too? Or did he just fall down at 10? Or were they already at 10?
Might have just fell
down. Yeah, that's a... Like, that's so stupid because it wasn't his fault. Like, you know, their offense wasn't good because Mike McCoy wasn't a good fit for them. And then Byron, who we'll talk about Byron Leftwich in a minute... Like, yeah. They had no line. They didn't really, you know.
David Johnson wasn't the same.
No, because, first of all, Mike McCoy didn't realize running backs could catch passes all year. That's why they fired him.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know why you'd trade him. But if you're going to do that, if I'm the Giants, for instance.
Yeah, who need that quarterback. To
mm-hmm. Pat Shurmur would be great for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it beats drafting one of the losers, Kyler Murray excluded, that are in the draft. Like, there aren't really any good QBs.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take Sunshine from Clemson or Tua until, like, 2020 and 2021, respectively. So it's not a good QB draft. So why not? Fuck it. Trade for Rosen. Give him what pick do they have?
Cardinals?
No, the Giants.
Oh, the Giants. Let's check that.
I think it's, like, I feel like they, like, blew their... They really screwed up their pick. Because they kept trying to win down the stretch. Let me see. It's top 10, though.
Oh, absolutely.
They're 6th overall. Okay. Well, what you could do is they'll give you Rosen, give up your 6th, and like a 3rd this year, and then next year 2nd. So then the Cardinals can take the Bosa brother, the other Bosa at number 1, and then whatever the hell they want at 6.
Yeah, I mean...
That would get it done, right?
Hopefully.
Because the Cardinals need a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean... How much longer is Larry Fitzgerald going to be playing?
Not much longer.
And if I'm David Johnson...
Oh, he's locked in, though.
Yeah.
They extended him last year.
Oh, that's right.
So he's fine. Like, but like Cliff Kingsbury should be fun, but I really hope they don't trade Rosen, because... Why? Like, he's good. I'm not even just saying that because I love UCLA.
I think it's too early to give up on.
Yeah.
Give up on him.
He's pretty competent. Like, his footwork's good. It just, he needs, like, an infrastructure.
He just needs help.
Yeah.
Coaching.
Everyone's like, you know, oh, Lamar. But, like, well, yeah, look what Lamar came into. They have a really good running game, a good line, and a good defense that can hold the lead for him.
Yeah, I mean.
Baker has talent.
Yeah.
Darnold has talent. Oh, okay, that's different. But we'll get to Darnold in a second. Like, yeah. You know, Darnold had the least amount of talent around him, well, him and Rosen.
Yeah, but, I mean, if we're going to sit there and compare the two, like, Darnold obviously exploited whatever talent he had, and, you know, Rosen, you know, did the same thing, but...
I just think the Cardinals should have fired their GM. Because he's also the guy that signed Sam Bradford and traded for Mike Glennon last year. I'm in among other dumbass decisions, but... Cliff Kingsbury replaces Steve Wilkes, who replaced Bruce Arians, who's now the coach of Tampa Bay, because he didn't want to be retired.
And he was announcing last year.
He was working for CBS? He was a commentator.
Yes, thank you. Was the word I was looking for.
Yeah, he's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working for CBS. I was kind of bummed, because I was like, oh, he's going to be retired, so he's going to give no fucks. He didn't give any fucks, but I'm like, oh, I'm so bummed he took that job, but... I guess if you're going to give Winston a chance, give him, like, and Winston's...
One last chance.
You're going to be on the hook for him for $20 million.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Tampa's GM should have been fired, too.
Absolutely.
Because his drafts have been abysmal.
Yeah.
Jameis included. But I guess if Jameis is just going to chuck the ball and do a bunch of dumbass things, you might as well do it proper with someone who will teach you how to do it properly.
Yeah, I just like that when they fired... what's his name? Crotter?
Cutter.
Cutter, thank you. And they're like, yeah, the next coach,
they better like Jameis.
Yeah, they better like Jameis, or we're going to get another new coach.
We're going to find someone who will. Like, yeah. Why are you just doubling down? It's okay. You can let him walk. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like,
admit you're wrong.
Yeah. Like, no one need, you don't need it.
Absolutely.
You don't need all this shit. But he's bringing in Byron Leftwich to be his passing game coordinator, and allegedly he's going to be calling the plays, which we'll see how long that lasts, because Bruce Arians loves to call plays.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles might be the defensive coordinator, or in Chicago, we'll see.
So yeah, I saw that story where he might go to Chicago, which, if I'm going to choose between the two, I'm going to pick Chicago.
I know, although Bowles would have been fun for that defense, because they finally had, like, an adult coaching them.
Yeah.
Because I think they had Mike Smith at one point, and it was like, oof.
I think Mike Smith was there last year.
Yeah, they fired him, I think, mid-season, and they had someone else. I forget who, but...
Yeah.
You know, if Bruce Arians can't turn Jameis around, then you might as well just cut him next year.
Yeah.
Like, save who cares? Trouble. Yeah, who cares? And then the Jets hired Adam Gase, as we covered, which is good for Sam Darnold and good for Gase, because at least now... Like, Miami, I don't think it was Gase's fault.
No.
That team was a fucking mess.
Yeah.
And they're still going to be purging all their bad Mike Tannenbaum contracts. RIP Robert Quinn. Poor Cameron Wake.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he didn't really get anything out of Tannehill because Tannehill sucks.
Yeah.
Like, he was good with Matt Moore?
Yeah, I mean, I like Matt Moore because he's that underrated, like, backup quarterback.
Yeah. He's like, a backup's backup.
Yeah, I mean, you don't expect much out of him, but he still goes out there and puts your team in a position to win.
At least now, like, the Jets have, you know, as we've talked about last week, they have like, what, $110 million in cap space, and they have the third overall pick again, and they get to keep it this time.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that I think their second rounder still goes to the Colts, but still, like... You know, they can at least add pieces and give Gase a chance, and Darnold will benefit from having Gase.
Yeah, I mean, if he can sit there, if Gase has the same, or can still pull that magic that he had with
Peyton. Hey, Peyton Manning gave him his blessing, and Peyton doesn't give anyone his blessing.
Yeah.
So that's a good hire. Let's see, the Bengals are rumored to be signing the Rams' quarterback coach, Zach Taylor, which, sure.
Poor Zach Taylor.
Well,
having to deal with
look, everyone's like, oh, well, what are the Rams gonna do? It's like, I don't know. Like, it's not like Zach Taylor. It's not like he was like some dude. It wasn't like when Adam Gase was the quarterback coach. Like, oh, that guy's gonna be head coach. Like, I forgot. I didn't know who our quarterback's coach was. Like, I don't know.
You don't know your quarterback coach?
I mean, isn't yours Kellen Moore?
Yeah, ours is
Kellen Moore. Which I told you is gonna be a coach someday.
Oh, I believed it. I mean,
but
I figured that he would have, you know, worked his way up like Colombo did, and like we have Miles Austin working for us.
Oh, that's right, you do. Yeah, wow.
He's in the scouting department.
Wait, oh, really?
Yep, he's...
How'd he get that job?
He's, you know, he's working his way up just like how Colombo did, and...
Wait, what's Colombo doing for you? Is he your O-line coach?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was right when we traded for... Amari Cooper, we fired our offensive line coach, Paul Alexander.
Oh, I did not realize they replaced him with Colombo.
Yeah.
Good for Colombo. Yeah. You know, I don't know, Zach Taylor, like, could be good, but then again, like, he's inheriting a mess. Like, it's kind of like what Gase inherited when he took the Miami job. It's just like, the owner's a mess, like, the team's not run well. They have, like, some pieces on offense, but, like, I don't know, an aging defense on bet with, like,
Vontaze Burfict.
Oh, God. Yeah. And, like, their owner really doesn't like to spend money or do anything, so...
Yeah, he'd rather just manage what he's got.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, that just seems like a bad job no matter who took it, but if you're, like, a young coach, like, that's kind of a tough sell for me.
Yeah, and... I mean, yeah, I get it. He's a quarterback coach. He helped develop...
Well, he's met Sean McVay, so he was going to get in the room.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of... Yeah, that's just a tough sell.
I know, it's not...
I mean, I get, like, that's your end game is, like, you want to get the head coaching gig, you want to prove yourself, all that.
But, like, God, that Bengals job sucks.
I know.
Like, man, that's not doesn't sound like fun.
No.
Because, you know, like, he's going to be booted in, like, a year if, like, things don't go well.
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, another year where Dalton gets hurt.
Yeah.
And poor AJ Green, free AJ Green, gets hurt.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't have, like, you know, they have the 11th pick, which, okay, but it doesn't just, it doesn't seem like they have a good chance to be better next year.
No, I mean, you've got, like I said, AJ Green, you got Joe Mixon coming back,
They gotta fix that line though, and they gotta fix. They gotta get another receiver. They just have a lot of needs.
Who else? Who's their other? They have another.
Well, they have what's his name? John.
John Ross.
John Ross.
And there you go, the speedster guy.
Who? But he's made of glass.
Yeah, and then their tight end, Everett.
Yeah, Eifert, but he's like he's
also made glass.
Like he might yeah, he's one of those like he just might have to hang it up.
Yeah.
So like I don't know, we'll see. But like I'm not really that worried about like the Rams losing Zach Taylor. It's not like you know not being a dick, it just like
no, it's, but if I'm a team that's looking for a head coach, like yes, I get like some coaches outperform like Chris Richard and everything for the but at least like Richard was like calling defensive plays. And, like, mm-hmm. He showed that he
yeah.
He
can Taylor do wasn't calling anything
exactly because McVay was taking care of business. So.
Yeah, well, he wasn't even the OC; he was a quarterback coach. Like, yeah, it just seems so weird to me.
I know that's what I'm saying though. Like when teams sit there and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to hire like the strength and conditioning coach to be my head coach because their players look strong." Like that, to me, that doesn't make sense.
That's probably how Dan Campbell got that Miami job.
Yeah.
But I'm kidding.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, you would want someone who, mm-hmm. like, worked their way up to coordinator and, like, showed what they can do
yeah.
as a coordinator.
I know, because people forget, like, McVay was a tight ends coach, but he had 3 years as the OC, so he had, like, evidence he can call plays. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan, too.
Exactly.
And by the way, yeah. Shanahan, I think, is the only only instance where the coach's son is, like, actually good.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about that, because they're bringing up Kubiak being, like, Kubiak's son being the OC. It's like, really? That's the best you could do? Like...
Well, I guess LA was blocking teams from trying to interview Gary.
Well, Gary, but not his son.
Well, yeah, but...
I don't think Gary's going to coach again, though.
No, he said... I guess he made a statement saying that he's just doing, like, a senior, like...
Well, he's a consultant, but, yeah, like... There you go. Just, like, bring him in for, like, a day, but, like, he's not... He can't do... That's why he had to retire from the Broncos job, because his heart. Like, yeah, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Which good, you know, good for him. Don't get sucked back in. Like
exactly,
it's...
you got your ring.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, wasn't he their OC when Elway was? That's why Elway is. Yeah. Yeah. So he won as a head coach. Good for him. Like, just take care of yourself.
Yeah.
But
you got 3 rings.
Mm-hmm. So the Dolphins' job is the only one they haven't actually formally announced who their pick is. Even though looking like it's Chris Richard.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Still. Suck to lose him, but...
It would, but I mean, like, what could you offer him unless you're like, well, look, hey, we can just tell Ron to go kick bricks, and you can just run the whole defense yourself.
Yeah.
Which I don't think he'd want to do.
No. No. I mean, if I'm Chris, I'm taking the...
Yeah, because how many times are you going to get that offer? Because...
Exactly.
You could be the hot guy 1 minute, and then be John DeFilippo the next.
Yep.
Like, and it changes that quickly.
Which, good on the Vikings for not hiring Hugh Jackson as their
host. Oh, I wasn't worried about that. Did they just keep the dude that they had? Because I know he interviewed for the Browns gig, but...
Yeah, I know they
posted a story. I almost wanted to call him Smirnoff, but like...
Yeah.
That dude.
Yeah.
Like the guy that they replaced DeFilippo with.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he is standard.
Which, okay, like, get another year under your belt, maybe. If the Vikings offense, they get a line and the offense looks good, then that'll be your head coaching job next year.
Yeah.
Because that's how these things go.
Yep.
Because there's the coaching talent, the coaching pipeline is just not good.
No, it's usually just an inner circle.
That's, yeah, a lot of recycled retreads.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, you know, a lot of coaches' sons or...
Yep.
You know, you get the occasional college guy. Like, if Lincoln Riley had come to the pros, it'd be a lot more fun. But, you know, you get Cliff Kingsbury, which, okay. So, yeah, that's the coaching carousel right now. I knew that once one job went down, the rest would just follow.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of typically how it how it goes, so.
And I don't anticipate there being actually that many next year, because we just had, like, 8. Like, the only...
I'm trying to think of who... Let's just say hypothetically, like, who would go.
Like, the only jobs I could see being open next year, like, barring any retirements, I don't know. Like, maybe Carolina or Atlanta.
I was even going to throw the Redskins in there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're probably the leading contender, but I don't know.
If they have another collapse.
I know, but like...
But again, granted, this year wasn't their fault. They just had a bad break.
Well, several.
I'll be here all week, guys.
I know. I think their number one player was IR.
Yeah.
Which, that's on your coach, because that means you're not conditioned.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Washington would probably be the number one contender to can their coach. Detroit's in there. Carolina, maybe. Atlanta. Oh, Jacksonville. Oh,
yeah.
Like, Quinn's on the super hot seat. I mean, maybe with how this Antonio Brown situation plays out, Tomlin, maybe.
Yeah, you saw a story that the owner came out saying that he doesn't picture Antonio Brown on the team next year.
I think we're just in that stage where it's everyone filling each other out. Then by spring, it's like, you know what?
Hey, we're a close knit family now, and
like, you know what? We just had to talk some things out. We had to figure things out, and because I just don't see the Steelers like being like, you know what? We'd rather have $21 million in dead money than have you on our team.
Yeah,
just deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, especially with...
Like, fake it for one more year.
Yeah, I mean, how much longer is Roethlisberger really going to be around?
Well, they're talking about an extension. Because he's that dude, he's like that, you know, he just doesn't want to give it up either.
Yeah. But people have signed extensions and then retired, like, the next
year. Well, 2 years ago when he was going to retire, he would have had to pay him back, I think it was like $20 million, because that's how much was left to pay him.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck that, I'll come back for another year.
Fuck yeah.
And he should just fake it, because, like, I think 2020 is when, like, you know, they'll have to purge their roster anyway.
Yeah.
So they should just write it up. But Tomlin could definitely be on the hot seat.
Yeah. I could see Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Bill
O'Brien.
Yeah, if he can't win a playoff game.
No. I mean, who knows? They might, you know, Belichick might retire next year. No, I'm kidding. It's not happening. I mean, if it did, I mean, it's just Josh McDaniels' job, so whatever.
I love that he was still part of that coaching
conversation. Well, he's like, you know, it's like, come on, we know you want that job. We know, it's fine. Like, you're the guy in waiting, apparently. Although, I don't know why.
Hey, Robert Kraft must know something that we don't.
Well, it's his son. It's a Jerry situation. Like, his son's kind of doing a lot of it now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But...
Because Robert's getting old.
Yeah.
Like, I think his son's running it. Like, that was, like, the whole Jimmy G, Tom Brady drama. Remember, like, the story that dropped, like, around the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah.
There was all this dysfunction.
Yeah.
That, you know, is, like, probably not totally true, but true enough. I mean, they did try to trade Gronk in the offseason.
Yeah.
I would have loved to know how he found out about that, because that would have been interesting if Detroit had given up all that for a washed-up Gronk.
That would have been just...
Patricia would have definitely gotten fired.
Yep.
And their GM.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Make a trade like that and...
Oof. All right. So you have fun at the game.
Yeah, I'll let you know how. Because we're going to try and get there early.
You should. Having gone there, it's the tailgating is pretty legit.
Well,
because they let you tailgate by the Science Center, ooh, like around the corner. Like, so, there's the main area, right? Yeah. That's where everyone sets up their trucks and shit.
Yeah.
And then if you keep walking like past the Science Center, and then there's like the African American Museum.
Okay.
You keep walking down that way, there's like a whole back area where that's where, like, all the Eagles were hiding out. There's like a huge party bus and shit. There's like tailgating everywhere, and then there's like, just outside the Coliseum, there's, like, an area, like, another huge tailgating area, like, in the parking lot. And then there's, like, where NBC has their still, well, it's Fox now, but, like, for us, it was the NBC had their, like, their fan area.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't seem that big when you get there, like, well, it's nothing. But then you keep walking, like, past the Science Center and...
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm definitely looking forward to it because this is my second Cowboys-Rams game because there was the one that we went to.
Yeah, that sucked. The only cool part was the Dante Hall touchdown before he retired. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, the game...
That was our only touchdown.
Yeah, the game that we went to was the infamous Andre Girard hiking the ball over Romo's head and he kicked it back 40
That yards. Was the first your almost first full year as a starter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Steven
2006?
Yeah, no, 7. It was 07.
Yeah, sorry, 7, because senior year.
Yeah.
And
then Steven Jackson didn't play because he was hurt, which that bummed me out.
Yeah.
Was Mark Bulger the quarterback that day? Like, I forget.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he was too. But yeah, that we had Old Texas Stadium, so you know, your second one. So at least it'll be a little bit more fun because like the Rams were bad that year.
Yeah.
Was that the Spagnuolo year or was it the Scott Linehan year? I forget. I think it was no. It had to be Scott Linehan because Spagnuolo was still in the Giants. Because that season the Giants won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was. I think it was like Linehan.
But yeah, that was just a fun game to see and.
For you.
Okay, but it was still fun.
I know.
You were having fun the first half when it was, I think, 7-7.
Yeah, and then the wheels really fell off.
Yeah. That second half didn't help, but...
I know. God damn it.
For my hope...
I know.
I'm hoping it's... I don't want to say it's the same outcome, but hoping it's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
This will be my wife's first football game. NFL game.
And I'm sure it'll be like 45% Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
It'll be something like 45-55, maybe.
What I'm hearing is that there's going to be a ton of Cowboys fans there.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said. I guess that's normal for the Coliseum, is that there's usually a big
visitor. Yeah. Well, presence. That's the hard part. One, the Rams are trying to build a fan base, and the other part of it is, you know... a lot of teams just travel well. Like, there's a lot of transplants that live in LA, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I would recommend, though, like, how are you going to get there?
We haven't quite figured that part out yet.
Don't drive.
Well, that's what...
Don't do it.
That's what my wife wants to do, but we'll figure it out.
No.
We're going to probably sit down and plan it out either.
Get an Uber or Lyft or something. No.
Yeah, again, we're going to try and hammer it out. Hammer out the details tomorrow.
Cause yeah, dude, like it fucking blows if you're at the drive-in. Cause first of all, if you're parking at the stadium, it's good. It's like almost $100.
Yeah.
Even at the Science Center, it's like $60. Well, and there's no good other place to park.
Here's the funny thing about that. So she bought the tickets and everything. And I asked her, "Hey, did you buy a parking pass with it?" She's like, "No. Why would I buy the parking pass? We just park down there, and you know, parking's only gonna be like $20." I looked at her and
oh my god.
I'm like, "No, it's probably gonna be close to $100."
Yeah, and maybe more because it's a playoff game.
Well, yeah, and eyes all big, like, saw ghosts, like, why would it be so much? I'm like, because it's playoffs.
And also, because they can gouge you.
Yep.
Like, yeah, man, oh, for your game last week, I remember I posted that thing, Wendy's is charging $60, and it's a mile away from the stadium to park there.
Yeah.
That's how it is at the Coliseum, because there's nowhere really good
there's
to park.
There's no parking down there.
No, that's why when we went to the Eagle game, we Ubered.
Yeah.
Because they'll just drop you off like right at the corner and you just walk it, and it's worth it.
Well, I think that's what we probably should do.
Yeah.
Because then
you don't have to worry about getting out of there.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about driving down there and
yeah, it's on your Uber driver.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like I said, we're gonna talk it out and figure it out.
Well, I know
it's supposed to rain that day, so it's going to make things fun.
I know, and just remember, when it rains, no one can see your tears. I'm kidding. I'm going to be at a Buffalo Wild Wings by myself at my one-man fantasy banquet.
You're not going to be there by yourself. There'll be at least another person there.
No, because Justin and Kyle bail, because we're like, oh, well, if it's just going to be a three of us, what the fuck's the point? But
no, Brian said he's coming down.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he said he's going to...
I talked to him today about it.
Did he?
Yeah, he said that he was going to come down with Will, I think.
No, I thought that was for if the Rams were to go to the NFC Championship game, then we'd all try to go.
Yeah, but that's for him to come to the...
Oh, really?
But yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm pretty sure he's coming.
Oh, boy. I almost don't want that because I'm just, like, dreading that night. Like, if it doesn't go well again, I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Like, whatever. We'll find out. Like, whatever. It'll be a fun game. I honestly want you to have fun because it's actually pretty. It's low key a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
win or lose, buddy. Like, you know, I want it to be a good game.
Yeah. Likewise.
Like, I'm not gonna talk shit. Like, it's just not fun. Like, I don't wanna.
No, I mean, I was getting ready for work this morning and had news on just so I could find out what the weather was going to be like. And it's, oh God, no, today's Thursday. I almost said Wednesday. You know, it's Thursday morning. It's, you know, 4:15 in the morning and the newscasters are talking smack like about the Cowboys. I'm like, really?
Well, that's what they do.
I know. I'm like, just get to the news. Like, you guys ain't even talking sports right now. You're talking traffic.
I know, right? Well, yeah, get it a ride share. Like, just lift it, man. Like, you'll thank yourself.
Yeah, that's, I think that's
what we're just going to get pissed.
Yeah.
Or your plan B, like, when we went to the SC-UCLA game almost two years ago, we parked at, like, the Bonaventure Hotel and just, like, took the blue line to the Coliseum and then back.
Yeah.
That might be, like, if you're going to drive, like, it's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Just park somewhere remote and then take the blue line.
Okay.
Like, but even then, like, then you gotta figure out, like, where the station is and stuff. But there's, like, a blue line station, like, a block up from the Bonaventure.
Yeah, I mean,
just saying, like, yeah, it's,
I wasn't really kind of leaning on driving down.
Go do it.
But, yeah, I mean, I wasn't leaning on, she wants to drive down, because then that means I would drive down. But
just convince her not to. Just tell her, like, I implore you not to, because you're just gonna get mad.
Yeah,
like, you're just gonna be pissed. Like, I remember, like, Mark was mad, like, having to drive, like, for the UCLA one.
Yeah,
like, you're just, like, losing it, because it was like, cause that area sucks, because, like, the roads are, it's like all one way streets, and it gets a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. So I know you and I'll be texting you throughout the game. I'm sure you'll be hammered by halftime.
I'm not gonna be fucking paying for beer at the stadium. How expensive
that's. We smuggled in whiskey.
Oh, okay.
It was good, and it was good whiskey. And if you find your Cowboys people, you'll find, like, in your tailgating area, they'll give you shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Hell, the Eagles people gave me stuff because I was wearing a Chris Long Rams jersey, so it was like
neutral ground.
Exactly. You can't be mad at me.
Yeah.
Which was smart.
Yeah.
All right, Wes. Thank you for doing this. Enjoy the game, man.
We'll do it.
All right, talk to you later.
Sounds good.
Bye, guys. See you. We'll talk to you next week.